This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A Russian attack on central Kharkiv on Saturday injured 8 people, striking a medical institution, apartment buildings, and other civilian sites, according to the regional governor. On Saturday, Ukraine hit the Russian town of Belgorod, Russia, and said 14 people, including 2 children, had been killed and 108 injured. This all followed a Russian attack on Friday, its biggest air attack of the war, in which Ukrainian officials said 39 civilians had been killed, 159 wounded, as Russia launched 158 missiles and drones at cities and towns across Ukraine. Russia's mission to the United Nations in New York said it had requested a meeting of the Security Council, which is set to begin, they say, at 2100 GMT. Eurostar has canceled trains due to flooding. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chalmers, who says it stranded hundreds.
In the Gare du Nord train station in Paris, passengers stare up at a screen by the Eurostar platform in hope of more news after dozens of trains were cancelled to and from London. Engineers working on the tunnel said water levels were reducing. The volume of water in the tunnel was unprecedented, they said. Stranded passenger Chris Dillashaw from San Antonio, Texas, told the AP,
"Our entire family is here. There's 12, 14 of us. And we were celebrating Christmas in Paris and then headed to London for our New Year's Eve plans. It's pretty disappointing to find out via an email what happened."
The UK has been battered by strong gusty winds and heavy rain brought by Storm Gerrit throughout the festive period. Karen Chamas, London.
There are reports now that the water in the train tunnels are receding. This is